This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Michael C. Schmidt, Appellant versus Division of Employment Security, Respondent, decided February 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District, Michael C. Schmidt, num 81-598, Appellant versus Labor and Industrial, Relations Commission, Division of Employment, Security, Respondent, filed February 25th, 2025. Before Lisa P. Page, P.J., Rebecca Navarro McKelvey, J., and Thomas N. Chapman, SPJ opinion. Michael C. Schmidt, claimant, appeals from a March 21st, 2024 decision by the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, affirming and adopting the appeals tribunal's decision finding he was overpaid $40,900 in regular unemployment benefits. We reverse. Background. The issue in this case is premised on a unique, singular set of circumstances created in 2020 by a worldwide pandemic, originally and aptly named the novel coronavirus. Claimant was paid $4,900 in unemployment benefits from April 5, 2020 through August 29, 2020. 10 months later, in February 2021, a deputy for the Division of Employment Security, Division, issued a determination disqualifying him from receiving benefits because he voluntarily left work without good cause. In October 2021, claimant's determination was affirmed by the two appeals tribunal. Claimant did not file an application for review of that decision to the commission. On May 16, 2022, 15 months after his initial disqualification, and over 2 years after he first applied for benefits, the division mailed claimant notice of its determination that he was overpaid unemployment benefits because he was disqualified for those 4 months in 2020. Claimant immediately mailed a letter requesting reconsideration to the appeals tribunal. The letter referenced both the October 2021 appeals tribunal disqualification and the subsequent overpayment determination. The commission construed the letter as an application for review of the October 2021 Appeals Tribunal decision regarding claimant's disqualification and dismissed the application as untimely. Claimant appealed the commission's decision to our court. Schmidt v. Ritter Horticultural SRVS, Incus, 678 SW3D 134, 135, Mo. App. ED 2023, Schmidt Fy. We held the letter was an appeal from the overpayment determination rather than the disqualification, which was final and not subject to appeal. ED. Thus, the dismissal was reversed and remanded for further proceedings regarding the overpayment. ED. At 138, after a hearing on the specific issue of whether claimant was overpaid benefits pursuant to Section 288.80RSMO 2016, 1T, he appeals tribunal found he was overpaid $4,900 in regular unemployment benefits during a period of disqualification. The commission adopted and affirmed the determination as fully supported by competent and substantial evidence on the whole record, and it is in accordance with the relevant provisions of the Missouri Employment Security Law. This appeal follows. 1. All further statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 3. Discussion claimant raises 5 points on appeal. In his third point, claimant alleges the commission's decision regarding overpayment was not supported by substantial evidence pursuant to Section 288.210. Our review of this point is dispositive. Thus, we do not consider claimant's remaining points on appeal. Standard of review. Our review of the commission's decision regarding unemployment benefits is governed by Section 288.210. We may modify, reverse, remand, or set aside the decision only under the following circumstances. 1. The commission acted without or in excess of its powers. 2. The decision was procured by fraud. 3. The facts found by the commission do not support the award. Or 4. There was no sufficient competent evidence in the record to warrant the making of the award. Section 288.210. We defer to the commission on all factual issues that are supported by competent and substantial evidence, but owe no deference to its conclusions of law or application of law to the facts. Chavis v. Walmart Assox Easter Inc., 646 SW3D 703 705 Moniz Appians, ED 2022, internal citation omitted. Without substituting our own judgment for that of the Commission, we must reverse the Commission's decision if, after review of the record as a whole, we find it is not supported by competent and substantial evidence. Watry v. Daviners of Empit Sec, 698 SW 3D 471, 477, Mo Appen WD 2024, internal citations omitted. This approach allows us the appropriate measure of deference to the agency as fact finder, while still adhering to the independent responsibility entrusted to the judiciary by the people of Missouri in the Consti.